The tech industry, like Wall Street or construction, is dominated by men, and the gender imbalance can sometimes show up in crude ways. The IT world's sexist attitudes got a major showcase on stage over the weekend, and even more attention throughout social media this week. As NPR's Elise Hu reports, the latest flare-ups are a problem for an industry struggling to get more women in its ranks.
What you're about to hear will likely offend you. It's part of a presentation by Australian programmers on stage at one of the tech world's largest and most influential conferences. Again, you may find this offensive.
And we're here to bring you
Titstare.
Titstare?
Titstare is an app where you take photos of yourself staring at tits.
That was an app dreamed up during an overnight hackathon and presented to an audience of 500. The creators later said it was a parody.
It's not. It's not a funny thing. It's not appropriate.
Richard Jordan was in the audience in San Francisco. He says that presentation was actually just one of two disgusting displays.
A guy got up and presented his hack, which was some game where you shake the phone and compete with your friends to shake the phone. And he got up on stage and simulated masturbation, complete with noises and sounds, in front of the audience. It was a thoroughly embarrassing and uncomfortable situation to be in.
Especially for Jordan, who was seated next to his daughter, Alexandra, a programmer who is 9 years old.
She's a very mature young lady, and she shrugs this sort of stuff off, but she shouldn't have to. A lot of people, you know, have mentioned, oh, it's not okay because there were kids in the audience. The bigger point is that stuff shouldn't be okay anyway.
I personally am sorry. I also was offended.
Alexia Tsosis edits the industry site TechCrunch, which puts on the conference. Tsosis says creators of the controversial app didn't list its name on the presentation list, which is how it avoided raising red flags beforehand.
It's sort of symptomatic of a larger problem, which is that tech has been a guy, dude, bro area for a while. And now, as it becomes more mainstream, more women join the workforce and are exposed to these sort of, you know, locker room type attitudes.
In 2010, only 3% of venture-backed companies were led by all-female teams, while 89% were all-male. That's according to the Silicon Valley Index, which tracks the area's economy. The fratty culture that results is getting a lot more attention lately, as these incidents happen so publicly. A firestorm forced out the Business Insider site's chief technology officer on Tuesday after his bigoted and sexist Twitter feed got wide notice. Programmer Adria Richards says these situations happen too often.
Yeah, it was really distressing, and I was upset, and I couldn't believe that this was happening. I think a lot of fields have this problem of people just not being aware of how their actions or words can affect other people in a negative way.
She knows about negative reactions. A few months ago, Richards tweeted a photo of two men making sexual jokes at a coder conference. One of those men got fired. Richards was then the target of rape and death threats, computer hacks, and racial slurs before she got fired, too. Today, she's speaking out for women in the industry.
I mean, there's so many tech geeky things I love, but when things like this happen, I just want to like shrink away. You know, I feel like a little kid again, in a bad way, though, like a little kid who feels unsafe.
Making the tech industry a place where all workers feel welcome will take more cultural changes. But for starters, the TechCrunch editor says going forward at their conferences, sexism will no longer get a stage. Elise Hu, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.